Federal disaster aid is now available for people affected by this spring's floods in Arkansas. President Obama has declared several counties in the state disaster areas. Benton County is included in the declaration. People who sustained losses in the designated counties can begin applying for assistance today online at disasterassistance.gov or by calling 1-888-621-FEMA. Meanwhile, historic river stages continue to be recorded by the U.S. Geological Survey crews. USGS scientists report dramatic rises in water levels across the state. The Illinois River rose from 5.5 feet on April 21st to more than 26 feet on April 26th. At St. Joe, the USGS says the Buffalo River increased from 6 feet to 35.5 feet over 4 days in late April.
War Eagle Mill Springs Craft Fair and the adjacent Sharp Spring Show have been canceled because of that recent heavy rainfall. The mill was flooded, but staff members were able to clean the buildings and reopen for business last week. However, the field adjacent to the mill, which hosts the Sharp Show and provides all the parking, is still impassable. War Eagle Mill is still open for business. Some activities have been planned for Mother's Day weekend, including live music and a special Mother's Day lunch on Sunday.
The Property Owners Association Board of Directors in Bella Vista will receive a flood damage report at Thursday's work session and get a cost estimate for repairing the damaged areas. The work session is scheduled for 8 a.m. Thursday in the Bella Vista Country Club's board meeting room. The meeting is open to the public. Flooding from recent storms damaged many amenities, including the golf courses, walking trails, and lakes. The Bella Vista Country Club, Brooksdale, and Kingswood golf courses are closed until their bridges can be inspected by an engineer. Portions of Tanyard Creek Nature Trail are closed due to erosion.
Here's something that has nothing to do with heavy rain. The renovated Walmart Visitor Center will reopen at noon on May 21st. That's a Saturday. There are several additions to the center, including a working five and dime store, the Spark Cafe, and expanded gallery where visitors can view a variety of new and restored items significant to Walmart's history. Visitors can still see the Walton Ford pickup and fully preserved office and desk, in addition to new interactive digital displays and video and audio clips of company history.
Rogers Little Theater is registering students for its Broadway Blast 2011 summer camp that will start July 5th and culminate 2 weeks later with two theatrical performances. Intended for ages 8 to 18, students will be able to work with others in their own age groups as well as learn from more experienced young performers. Space is limited. Registration costs $185 before June 15th and $200 after that date. More information is available at 631-8988 or rogerslittletheater.org.
And people unable to obtain tickets to see the Dalai Lama in person this month in Fayetteville will still be able to see him speak live. Yesterday, UATV, the cable television channel based at the University of Arkansas, announced it would carry the address live from Bud Walton Arena. The student-run station is expected to have more details about their coverage soon. And the University of Arkansas's women's tennis team will discover its fate for the NCAA tournament today. The pairings are announced later, and the 21st-ranked Razorbacks are expected to be included in the field. The team ended the regular season with a 23-16 record.
A group of Boy Scouts and two adults have been found in southwest Arkansas. Michael Hiblin with our content partner KUAR spoke this morning with Art Hawkins, executive director of the Evangeline Area Boy Scouts Council from Louisiana.
Well, this morning I got a wonderful phone call from the Arkansas State Police. We've been staying in close contact over the last 36 hours. And they let me know that the National Guard was able to fly a Black Hawk helicopter into the area and locate our scouts and picked them up and started ferrying them to the staging area. So our scouts are safe, and as I would suspect by now, they should all be back into the arms of the parents. And a wonderful, wonderful ending to this story.
Yeah, definitely. How long were they out there?
Well, they had actually started their backpacking trip last Thursday. They were supposed to come out of off of the trail and back to their van sometime mid morning on Sunday, and be back home here in Lafayette around 5 o'clock on Sunday evening. So they had an extended stay out there for about 36 hours, longer than they had anticipated. Well, I guess almost 48 hours.
And any word at this point, have you heard what happened to them?
I've not heard anything as far as the details. I'm waiting on a couple of phone calls back to get some of those details. But Everything that I've kind of heard kind of leads to what we had thought was going to happen, which was that they were out hiking. They got caught during the torrential downpour. They got somewhere between 10 and 12 inches of rain within a 48-hour period, filling up the creek beds, which are very numerous in that area that you have to cross on this particular trail. And those creeks just become impassable. And they got caught between them, and they set up camp in the high ground. This is a group of experienced backpackers, especially the scoutmaster who was out there with them, had hiked this trail numerous times. An avid backpacker. In fact, he has trained many of our local scout leaders on the art of backpacking. So if there's anybody that you wanted to be out in that kind of weather or situation with, it was this particular gentleman.
Well, good to hear. And great hearing that they were found this morning by the state police helicopter.
Well, I told people yesterday, we're going to find them. They're going to be dry, they're going to be warm, and they're going to be hungry. So nothing, you know, when you're talking about scouts, nothing that a quick stop to McDonald's can't fix.
Definitely. Great. Well, Art Hawkins with the Evangeline Area Boy Scouts Council. Glad to hear it, and thanks very much for your time.
Well, thank you so very much, and I appreciate you guys. Thank you.